Welcome back, fellow travelers, to Silk Road Tour Radio. I'm Piotr, your guide and historian, here with Ksenia, the fearless adventurer who always ready to take on the next journey.
Hi everyone! So excited for today's episode. We're diving into one of the biggest misconceptions about travel, especially here in Central Asia. That is all about spontaneity, right, Piotr?
Exactly. Many people think of travel as this carefree, spontaneous adventure where you just go with the flow. And while that sounds romantic, the reality can be much different.
Right. Without some planning, you might end up overspending or on emergency transportation on or missing out on the experience you come for. No one wants that.
Central Asia, with its vast distances and unique culture, demands a bit of preparation. But don't worry, today we'll share how to plan a rich and rewarding trip without blowing your budget.
Let's start with transportation. Central Asia isn't like Europe, and there everything is close together. Even in Kyrgyzstan or Tajikistan, there distances between cities can be hundreds of kilometers.
Exactly. And while local guides are often good drivers with their own cars, their knowledge of history or culture might be limited. So, first tip, plan your transport carefully. In Uzbekistan, for example, there are fantastic trains connecting major cities like Khiva, Bukhara, Samarkand, and the capital, Tashkent.
And in Kyrgyzstan, shuttle buses run to places like the stunning Issyk-Kul Lake. You can even reserve seats in advance.
Next up is accommodation. If you are booking hotels, focus on location, close to historic sites, and find a good balance between price and comfort. For guest houses in more rural areas, read the reviews and check the photos on platforms like Booking.com.
Now, then it comes to make sure your trip matches your expectations. This is where a little research goes a long way. For example, if you're into history and cultures, the cities of Samarkand, Khiva, and Bukhara should be your base. These cities are packed with ancient landmarks, and you can be hopped over to Tajikistan's Pindikent for adventures.
If you are more into nature and sports, head to Issyk-Kul for some of the best hiking, swimming, and mountain views Central Asia has to offer.
And believe it or no, there are beaches here too. Check out Aktau on the Caspian Sea or the sandy shores around Issyk-Kul for some sunbathing. There are even hot springs nearby.
So, wherever you are looking for ancient history or a scenic escape, planning ahead is key. And we can help with that. Head over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/srtr for personalized travel plans designed by us, based on your group's interests and the best seasonal highlights.
Plus, we've got exclusive tips and insider knowledge about the best spots to visit. And hey, if you write a review on iTunes will give you a custom travel plan for free.
Not on iTunes, no problem. Share our podcast and a link to Silk Road to Radio on your social media. Send us the link through Patreon and you'll get the same gift.
So, ready to hit the Silk Road? Join us at patreon.com/srtr and let's make your Central Asia adventure the trip of the lifetime.
Until next time, happy travels and may the Silk Road lead you to unforgettable places.